P-A-I-N is just French for bread. Or exercises in Stein's continuous present. My, fine I'm yesterday. Good. Exciting in parting. Expecting history in the making. Pain wrestles now. And breaks one's daily bread entirely unscathed for centuries. Having a normal relationship being deployed in portraits of present terms. To my head of starry, starry art, a cubist rubble writer post-cynicism. Is reinforced concrete by existence, where speech seeds children between us and flowers responsibility chalking me present. Those dropping their coats, returning, not haunting or unsettling, are loving, and this loving is unstopping. This loving doesn't know going. I'm staying here with myself and all that has been with me. All loving, travelling, unstopping, and myself watching. The night watching, the day watching, the light watching, the love watching. In worlding and constructing, theorising and reading, composing and labouring labyrinths within microcosms, smaller than the duets of quantum physics, coming into being from watching. No one can be frank, truly frank, unless it is your name. One should be franker or frankest, eat frankfurters or even travel to Frankfurt, but only absolutely frank in name. Frank must be an acronym, a bearer of distilled truth. Frankly speaking, the adjunct is a sitting duck, implausible and unsuitable for one who occupies a link to dignified gentry. There ought to be austere impediment of its use, and similarly with Stein, both Frank and Stein.